So I don't know you. So, and you don't know me either. But the question was what to do now. So I wanted to first to think together, what does a person do when he wants to really work on himself, work with his life? The working on itself has to be that the life is changing. Your life is going into a different direction, or is going into a better direction, whatever you want. But it's a life question. Work is not an achievement question. It's a life question. That's the difference between work in Torah and the work you do throughout the day. The work you do throughout the day is very much a question of achievement. You achieve something. You have a deal, you have to close it. You have a challenge, you have to overcome it. But when you work with yourself, it's a question of your own life. So, the first paradigm shift, that's a nice word, that's right. The first paradigm shift which is connected to that is that life is simple. Life is not sophisticated, hopefully. Your life is very simple. You go to sleep and get up in the morning the same way you went to sleep the day beforehand and got up in the morning beforehand. That's hopefully like this, otherwise you're in troubles. When life is simple, then it's good life. When life is sophisticated, then it makes troubles. Yeah, when you have a sophisticated life, then you have a pacemaker and a fake hip. That's a very sophisticated thing, you know? And you have some other things within you, but you don't want that. Your things should be very simple. So, the challenge of our work is that work has to be done, but it has to be in a simple realm. So this is a thing which is going into our face. We don't want that. We want sophisticated things. We want sophisticated things. We are for big quotations and nice insights and quotable sources and things like this. But this is all good. This is all good for your brain. But life is always simple. And when we want to work, we have to reach that level that we are able to hit our own simplicity and work there. Simple doesn't mean superficial. No. For sure not. Simple is a very deep thing, but it means simple. So that's the first thing in order we should know each other, is that I have to establish that I will try to work on things which are simple, because there work begins. There work begins, because there life begins. And I have to say that beforehand, because I know that this is a thing which we have to get used one to the other. It could be very interesting. That itself is a very interesting theory, you know. Let's say life is not about work is not about achievement, because it has to be simple, and simple is never about achievement. Your life is not about achievement. I don't know. You are somewhere a heart doctor over here. The heart, it doesn't achieve anything, but it works hard. But it doesn't achieve anything. You don't achieve anything. Pop-pop. For 80 years, you know. Hopefully it doesn't change, you know. If you want to take that tough kid, I will give you this role in my nice stage. I have a new stage. Life of a human being. And one of you will have the tough kid to be the heart, the central tough kid. But you don't do anything than making pop-pop. You don't speak. You don't see. You only make that. You want it? You don't. But that's the central of your life. That's the central point. A thing which is very simple. And going over and over again. That's what life is about. So when we want to work in a real way, I have first to establish or to elaborate on that nekuda. Otherwise, we will not have a common language. If you will expect something, and it won't be. It could be interesting again, but not sophisticated. I experienced that in Lawrence itself. I once spoke over here, and I said the thing the way I'm used to speak. And they were about me listening. It was then when still Zev Wilson was alive, and he said, I work for Nella Elif, and he said, you are in America, you have to be scholar in residence, or whatever it was then. I don't remember whether it's scholar in residence, or I was there, and I spoke Shabbos. And then the feedback I got from my speaking was, Leuchter isn't sophisticated. So I didn't understand that really, you know. What ma taught him anymore. Now, but I understood that I missed the crowd because I spoke in a way I think it's the right thing to speak when you work, but that can't be sophisticated. And it could be that you are not used to that. You are used to sophisticated teuchen, but then you are by the wrong address, because then that work will not, according to my opinion, and it's not only my opinion, we'll see it, according to, I think, the normal opinion is that when you go for sophistication, you will go for intellectual pursuit, but not for work. You will not work on yourself. You will not do that. Because it's not built like this. Life isn't built like this. And when you want to influence your life, you have to go for simplicity. That's the Mesillas Yoharim in the beginning. The Mesillas Yoharim in the beginning says something very awkward. The very beginning from his Sefer, he says in the Hakdome that I will only speak about things which you already know. Because most of my things I'll speak out in the Sefer are things which people know already. Only because they know it, they don't think about that. That means you have to think. But you know it already. But you have to think. But you know it already. That's a tricky point. But it has to be that you know it already, because when you don't know it, it is sophisticated. And then it doesn't touch your life. Work begins there, where things are seemingly known. Huh? They are seemingly, that's what Ramchal says. That's the Mesillas Yoharim. They are seemingly known. They are simple. No big chidushim, nothing on the surface which you think, wow, unbelievable, you know, such a nicht zu glauben. No. A thing which is looks like very simple. But it's not. It needs brain power. That's what the Mesillas Yoharim says. You need to think about that. You need to go deeper and deeper. Huh? But the topic or the thing on the surface is like simple. So that is that things are becoming a second nature. When we work on ourselves, I want to work on myself, that what I work is like second nature. It's like a natural thing. Yeah? It's like a natural thing. You shouldn't, Rabbi Avraham Grudzinski was like this. The Alter von Slobodka said on his Talmud, Rabbi Avraham, he said that he broke every one of his midas. But you didn't hear the knack. Eh? You didn't hear it broke. That means it was like natural. But it was nothing natural. But it was like nature. Because it wasn't sophisticated. You didn't see anything. You thought that's the nature by him. But it's not nature. It's work. But the work is in a realm where things are simple. And there the work begins. Eh? Okay, that's why we want to reach a point of nature. The Mesillas Yoharim says it in the Hakdome itself. He says it that the Zehirus and the Zerizus, whatever he speaks about, those are not things which are part of your nature you are born with. Only you need to work on them. What does he want? Yeah, for sure they are not part of your nature. For sure not. But they have to be like part of your nature. That's what he wants. They have to be like part of your nature, but you are not born with that. You have to work on it. But you have to work on them in a way that you will reach a stage where things are like natural to you. And that is made only through this simplicity. Huh? So that is a thing. I have to say that first, in order we should know each other. I do not know you. I don't know you. So it was for me a little bit scary. You know, I sit here and I say something, and then I can't come with a demand. I don't want to do that. And in Emil Tzashem, whenever that will be like a work to work together, I will not come with demands and will say you have to and mush and no. We will explore things together. And your opinion is as important as my opinion. I'm not the guru, you know, which knows everything. No, you are as important as me. But we have to first find common ground. So you expect some sophistication, then I am not so much interested in that. Because I want that things should be workable. Okay? So what is depth? Things are deep. That's the Mesillat Yesholim. The Mesillat Yesholim says you have to think deeply in order to understand that. And he says a very interesting thing. He says these things of Avodah, those are called Chochmah. And only them are called Chochmah. Yiras Hashem is Chochmah, v'hi levado Chochmah. That's what the Mesillat Yesholim says. So it's not true. It's not true, it's a lie. Because beforehand he says it explicitly, there are other chokhmas too. He says Handos, and he says you can't go in the worldly chokhmas, and other ones go into chokhmas atoire, the ones go into dinim, and the other ones go into pitzke dinim and midroshim, you know, and the other one in other parts of Torah. But only few are thinking about Yiras Shamayim, about Avodah. And why not? Because it's simple. That's the problem. You don't have a motivation to think about that because it's not sophisticated. That's what the Mesillat Yesholim says. So only few people are hooking onto that. Because thinking about the thing which doesn't need any thought, that's like, looks like silly. That's what he says. But in the end, this is the only Chochmah. You know why? Because when you cease to think about that, you lose it. The only way to have that simplicity with you is through thinking. It's like, that's like the most challenging thing. You have to think about the thing which looks like simple, and there is no necessity to think about that, and you have to think about it, and when you don't think about it, you lose it. It's like, it's a very simple thing. When I learn, I learn Hilchas Nide, or I learn Hilchas Shvuas, or whatever it is, Shvuas Hatayoni, and I have a good memory, and I learn it well, and I put it in my drawer of my memory, after a year, I open the drawer. What's in there? Hilchas Nide. There are a lot of poskim, which are very reliable people, which I don't every day learn all the halachas they pass, for sure not. They have it in their memory, yeah? For sure. Okay, so I learn very well a piece of Gemara or a piece of Halacha. I put it in the memory. After a year, take it out. The piece of Gemara is in there. That's it. I have a Shtikel Teire about Yiras Shamayim. You call that in Yiddish, a Derher in Yiras Shamayim. A Meredik. It makes me really work and being into Tfile. And that's so great. And I put it in the drawer of the memory. After a year, I open that thing up. What's in there? A Shtikel Teire for Hashem Brachos. But the Yiras Shamayim is gone. Nachon? Perhaps you hear once in a while, Shtikel Teire and Hashem Brachos, which are very nice. And you hear in the voice of the one which speaks that a year ago, he was really inspired by that. But today it's only a Shtikel Teire. That's right. Because when you're not holding by it, you don't think about it actually, the content is gone. So that's what the Mesillat Yesholim means. That is the delicate point. You have to think about it, but it's not sophisticated. And you don't see any necessity to think about that. But that's the only way that the thing should be nature by you. The only way.
Why Why is it called Chochma and not Avoda or Tahara or something?
Because you need to think. You need to have an iyun. It has to be deep. Yeah? It has to have depth. And the depth is a function of your thinking process. Yeah? It has to have depth. Yeah? Depth is a question, is a part of the thing. But that's the Ramchal. Yeah? So perhaps there are all different kind of points over here, which you have to know. What does it mean, thinking? How do you think about the thing? So we'll see that together. I only wanted to explore this realm, this like counterintuitive thing in Avoda. It's a very counterintuitive thing, because you think what more you understand sophisticated things, in the end it will be a part of you. You know, you put then these sophisticated things on your heart, and then it goes in. I tried it when I was young. I went to sleep and I put the safer on my heart, and I went to sleep. I didn't do anything. How do you put the thing on your heart? No. So what that means, that's another thing, but you have to think about that. You have to think about these simple things. So now, that is be'etzem a Pesach to understand something which I never understood. I never understood that in that way, but be'etzem the Pasuk says what we speak now. The Pasuk says in the future time, it says, Molo oretz de'as Hashem, kemayim leyam mechasim. The world will be full with recognition of Hashem, the same way as the water is covering the yam. Yam means the bottom of the sea. Now, when you stand outside of the sea, you have over here, I think you have over here the ocean next to you. You go to the ocean, you stand outside, you see flat. You can't discern whether there is deep water or whether there is shallow water. You don't know. You can't know. It looks like everything the same. From outside it looks like everything the same. That what is. From outside it looks like simple. But when you go there and you measure, you see there is depth, but it's not recognizable from outside. Okay? When you are standing next to the water, they all look the same. That's once in a while a very dangerous thing for children or for younger people, which they think, oh, we know how to deal with that, and we walk out. I was myself next to South France, I think it was next to Nice, never there. But I was South France, and there was a well-known coast which you walk out and suddenly it makes tack, and it's a few it's tens of meters down, you know, suddenly it only walk like flat, and then suddenly it goes down. So they warned us, you know, that when you walk out there you don't see it, but there will be a time you lose the ground, but you don't see it. You see, it's very, for children, that was a very big fun, you know. You can't walk out. And it's a good thing, you know. You walk there, it's safe to walk. No, it's not safe, but you don't see it. It's exactly the same thing we are speaking now, yeah? From outside, no sophistication. The tag of being sophisticated is that it's recognizable from outside. It's perhaps not understandable, yeah? I could quote, you know, you could take out of every single pocket another quotation, and then you see, wow, that Leuchter, he really, that was like fireworks, unbelievable. But then it's not Kemayim Liyam Mechasim. The water are very calm and very flat, and from outside the same thing. No discerning between depth and shallow. That's right, from outside. But when you go there, then you see that there is depth. There comes a depth. And over there, it's 20 meters. Meters, I don't know, feet, you know. And then the other way, it's 2 kilometers. But from outside, it looks the same. That what Deo es Hashem means. That means, it means brain work. It's Deo es Hashem. Lodas es Hashem. It is an understanding. It is a thinking process. But it's really like kemayim liyam mechasim. It's like the water which covers this ground of the sea. The same thing. So that's what we are dealing with. We want to have Deyos Hashem. And that is a challenge by us. Now, this is a big challenge. And I want... Look, I very much... I believe in that. This is my own belief. But perhaps I make a mistake. I don't know. I really don't think that I make a mistake. But my belief is that even though that the working people have this life challenge to run after achievement and after sophistication, yeah, which that's what you are running after, and you run after sophistication. My good friend Rav Fogel asked me, why do people run? Why do people, the hold of people which are intelligent and sophisticated, and why is it like this? You know, I don't know. I understand that. I was also part of this crowd which run, which thinks that intelligence is the pinnacle of human being, till I saw certain things which I understood. But it's not my opinion now, but you are very much into this world. That there is the sophistication, there is recognizable novelty in your thought, and there are things to achieve, and you have to renew, even when you have a simple business. You know, I have a simple business, you know it. I only know it from outside, but you know it, that when you have a business and you don't renew it, it will die. You don't know why. Yeah? Why can't you always make the same toothpaste? Why not? And it won't go. You will die. You have to do a new thing. Even Johnson & Johnson has to make new things in order to live. Hoffmann Laroche only makes Bepanthen. That keeps them up, you know, till today, I think. But they also have to make new things, you know. You have to make new things, otherwise you die. It has to be new, always new. New investment and new novelties and new things. And now comes Leuchter and says, Ja, aber bei Avoide, all the same. No, it's not all the same. It's deep. And we'll speak about that. But this is a challenge. And I hold we can't give up on that. I hold that I have to give the credit to people like you, that you will be able, or you are able, that tefillah and learning is not only a thing you do, it's a part of your life. Huh? It's a big difference. Saying a brocha is a part of your life. Saying a brocha achroine is a part of your life. It's not the obligation you fulfill, it's a part of your life. And I hold that this is definitely possible. But you have to understand, we are in a tension. And especially, all of us are in tension. But I would say the same word to the greasy yeshivish people in Yerushalayim would say the same word. Only there, I would say it in a different way. Because we are all in the same boat. Only over here, it's like, this is an obvious challenge. The challenge is obvious there. And it's always better to put things on the carpet than underneath the carpet. Yeah? But that is the problem we are dealing with. The problem is, we want that Avodah should be a part of our life. Naturally, I want to say brochas. Naturally, I want to daven. Naturally, I want to be noisibol in chavera with my spouse. Naturally, I want to be able chesed also to my small children. Not only to my neighbor. Yeah? I don't know, you are over here, people are a bit older, but when you are young, then you look at your small children, you look at them as partly mazikim and partly im yirtzeh Hashem growing up. That's it. It's a benon machavir gomo. It's a deiraise gomo. You know, your children, when they are 2 years old, it's a benon machavir deiraise gomo. It's a mitzvah deiraise gomo. Even though he's only 2 years old. He is part of a mitzvah, but not you. You have the ben ono chaveri. You thought once about that? No. You never think about that. You think that my child, that's not the ben ono chaveri. That's like, you have to drag him along till he'll be grown up. Something like this. No, it's ben ono chaveri. I hold that's a very natural thing by you. But we have to think about that. But it has to be like nature. So it's not sophisticated. Yeah? Now, the depth of the water will teach us one thing. And this I want to explore together. And then I think it's enough. Look, I understand. I am coming in. I didn't know how to address the people. I am coming in like an alien person from the Mars or from Martin, yeah? Like today they want to go there, but I came from there, you know? I just arrived from there. Like I came like an alien person from the Mars, and I tell you things which look like counterintuitive and hechatese, as a bit of a modern, you know? I didn't have a choice, because I want you to know me. I don't want to make things smooth and speak according to what you are used to listen, or I for sure don't want to make a sichasis eurus, which that itself is against what I say. You understand that? What does it mean, hiseurus? Hiseurus means you know already what you have to do, only you are lacking energy. I will speak to you in a loud voice and you'll gain energy, and then you do the thing which you already know you are obligated to do, only you are lacking energy. My take is, you do not know what you have to do. No, we have to think. Hiseurus doesn't help. Hiseurus only helps when you are already clear what has to be done. No, it doesn't. Because that's what the Mesilas Yesharim says. You have to think. But there is a temptation to go for Hiseurus. Why? Because you have to think about the thing which you think you know already. So Hiseurus is enough. I know it already. But no, you have to think about that. Not only to be motivated to do it. You have to think about that. Because in the end, you don't know. Huh?
But doesn't the Mesilas Yesharim say that you do know, and you just have to chazer it over?
No, you have to iyun. That's the way you read it. You have to have iyun. You have to chochme. You have to think. That's the whole point. Otherwise, it doesn't. There is no point to make a comparison between those people which are thinking about physics and about Avodas Hashem. Those are two different things, you know. No, it's the same thing. Over here, you have to think. But there you have a motivation to think. But in Yiras Shamayim you don't have a motivation to think. But you need to think. Yeah? I tell you the pshat, for example, when you want, only to show you, that took me 20 years to understand, that one. The Mesilas Yesharim says, because that minik, that people don't think about Yiras Shamayim, that makes that Hasidus is a thing which people don't know what it means. And also the Chachomim and also the Bilti Chachomim both are thinking, are not knowing what it means. Ad Sheroiv Bnei Yodom think that Hasidus means that you have to turn over into the snow and you have to go into the mikveh when it's ice cold. All things which are against the Seichel. That's what he says. That's right? That's what Mesilas Yesharim. So my question is, okay, those which are non-Chachomim, they think these stupid things. But why the Chachomim think stupid things? Why do they think like this? They are Chachomim. Why suddenly they become stupid? You know why? Because it speaks about Hasidus. Hasidus means you do something extraordinary. That's right? Extraordinary. Something special. That means Hasidus. So when I tell you, I know a guy which is extraordinary in his Hachnosis Orchim in Yerushalayim. What do you think? At that moment when I say it, you think that's a guy which every Shabbos has two layers of chulent by him, and by night his children are sleeping on the ground and the guests are in the bed, and he has 50 people for the first layer of chulent and another 50 for the second, and unbelievable. No. He has only one guest. But the smile you get from that person is such a smile you don't get in the whole universe. What do you say now? Yeah, the poshut. I also have a guest on Shabbos. That's the thing. It's simple, but it's deep. And you don't get it when I say something special, because you are not used to think about simple things. You think special means sophisticated. 50 people. No, means one. One, I also have one. Means smiling. Smiling, I'm also smiling. Special, I'm also special. No. It's a simple thing, but deep. And people don't understand it. Not the Chachomim and not the Bilti Chachomim. You know, that's the pshat there. Because you have to begin to think about simple things. Now, I want to only go on that one thing. That the Deyo Es Hashem is Kemayim Leyam Mechasim. So the depth of the water is not the sophistication. That means the water doesn't go up. The water is flat. The depth is how far this water is till the bottom of the vessel. That's right? Because the vessel is full. But it's how far that goes down. That's right? It's not the water doesn't go up. That means no sophistication. When the Deya would go up, then you would see, Himalaya. Aha, K2, you know. Or by us in Switzerland, Matterhorn, or the Eiger Nordwand, or whatever it is, you know, Mont Blanc, you know. Aha! But the water, it's all the same. Where is the depth? When you go to the bottom of the vessel. So it's the same thing. When we want to work on depth in our avoda, we will not work on the height of the water. We will work on the depth of the vessel. That means we think, where does that hit me? Where does it hit me? And I have to dig deeper in myself to see that this simple idea hits me in a deep place. I have a deep vessel. And then there is depth. It's not a sophisticated idea. That means the water doesn't go up. The water is the same. Yeah? And that's why when you will work, when we will work together, this is a little bit that it's not so much, you can't communicate that so much. You can't go to someone and say, I heard about from Leuchter, that silence, you can't do it. It's not a good name, you know. But you say, I heard about from Leuchter, unbelievable. What did he say? You have to daven. Yeah, und was? But you have to daven with kavone. Yeah, und was? You have to daven with kavone and really be misbeunen. Yeah, und was? No, that's why you go 45 minutes and waste your time. Are you crazy? That's it. Because the water is the same. The water is the same. In the shallow waters and in the deep waters, it's the same. And you have not bigger water. It doesn't go up. It's the same thing. Same level. Sea level. But the vessel is deep. And we'll try to see. Nachon, we have to have kavone in tefile. But you know what? I have to take that with my own depth. I have to think about the Birchas Hanenin. But I have to take that with my own depth. And when I take it more with my own depth, that begins to be deep. So the depth of the thought is not the height, it's the depth of the vessel. That's what it says. That's the way the water covers the ground of the sea. And the depth of the water is according to the ground of the sea. And that's what happens to us. When we will work together, that's exactly what will be. We will more speak about how do we take these things. Not so much how sophisticated are the things by themselves. How do we take it? And we'll go deeper and deeper how we can take these things. That needs brain work. That needs thought. And then these simple things will be second nature because they will stay simple. They'll stay simple. Only it influences your life more because you go to the depth of your own life. Yeah? You don't go to the depth of the idea in that direction. You go to the depth of your own life. And then you are able to carry that along with you. And you as a person will be a person which naturally will be able to say a Birchas Hanenin without going for sophisticated ideas. Naturally be able to say a Birchas Hamozen without sophisticated ideas. Only with the depth of your own taking that idea. Yeah. That is, I think, what is the general outlook on personal avoda. That's true for what you are, Chayzer B'Tshuva, that will be in Elul. That's true for anything you will work on yourself. That's true, and that's why work is a little bit individual. Yeah? Whenever I don't know what is your program, but I think in the email it said something like this. So I very much hold of that. I begin to cry when I think about that. But I very much hold of that avoider, that means work with the person himself, is there especially also for working people. Rabbi Saul's whole mindset was that he wants to influence people which are involved in the world. That's what Rabbi Saul was. The whole Ori Saul and all of Musar was for them. It was not for Yeshiva light. Rabbi Saul didn't think about Yeshiva light. He thought about working people. And I hold that we are able to do that. We are able to do that. Also here in Lawrence, we are able to do that. But the point is that it is a little bit individual. I am not the person which can tell you, you have to do things, right, you know, mechanical things. 3 times a day, think this and this and this, and then you are... No, you have to work on your own personality. And that's why, at the beginning I said, your opinion is as important as mine. I am not the guru. I will not tell you exactly what to do. This is not the point. You will not have that over here. We will explore together certain noisim, could be tefillah, could be whatever you want. You can, Elul will be normally, that will be tshuva. And that's a very natural thing to do on Elul, and to think about how we are establishing our own tshuva. But not Elul in the throat of the window, whatever it is. So you can say, we want to work on chutz, chutzon anove ubitochen. This I don't like, because I don't know what that means. So it's anove ubitochen alone. But I don't want that. But chesed can be amide, can be tefillah, can be broches, can be vostevis lernen, hasmode, concentration, can be menuchas anefesh, whatever you want, you know, savlonis, whatever you want can be, and we will explore together where are we holding there. But that is then depending on you. You will have also to go into your own personality and see how do I take that. And that is fascinating, and it's fascinating for yourself, it's fascinating for me too. Yeah? That people are working with themselves, not on themselves. Yeah, that people once say, I work on me. No, I work with me. I work with me, because I have to find this personal depth where this water has depth in that place. And then I'm able to do that in a natural way. So that is the general outlook or the general thing which I wanted to say as a first encounter we have together. As a klal, whenever that's interesting for you, and whenever a shiur is interesting for you, you are invited to participate. And whenever you feel about going out, please go, because the last thing you will do is, I can't really not come to the shiur because Leuchter will be insulted. I will not be insulted. I will not. Whenever it's not good for you, you can just go. Yeah? Please feel free. I'm not, this is very alien to me that someone wants to say, I covered from the rabbi. I'm not such a chavshe rabbi. I'm mochen to take off the frak just now, and I'm mochen to speak like this too. I don't need that frak, you know. It's not the kosher rabbi who speaks to you. Nothing involved like this. You are coming whenever you feel it's good for you. That's essential over here. Yeah, yeah. Don't think you make a favor to anyone. Yeah, but you come when you feel it's good for you. I think it's an interesting endeavor, it's a new endeavor, it's things which I think you will not hear anywhere on the globe. You will not hear these things, and I think definitely for our group that it's shayach to work together and really see that avodas Hashem and development and personal development, that's a part for everyone. And it's not only for sophisticated people, because it's simple. It's about life, and we all are living, so we will live in Torah too. So that's what I wanted to tell you. Atka. Seido, thank you for listening.
There's a sign-up sheet if you have, if you don't mind.